Hey, Barbara, it's John. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Do you make $47 million a year?
No, not quite.
You got Judge Barbara. That's what we need. So what's first of all, what kind of a store is Sam's Club? Because maybe that's what we need to talk about before we talk about what's happened to that store particularly or that group in general. What kind of business do they operate?
Well, it's what's commonly known as the warehouse club format, where you buy stuff in bulk for a bargain. And it's a membership model, and their sweet spot for years has been small business owners. But they've moved to a different target consumer, which is the suburban family that might own a business or might not own a business.
And does that fall under the same umbrella as Walmart's? I mean, it's all the Walton family, right?
It's a Walmart. It's a spinoff of Walmart, and their competitors are Costco is the only other big national warehouse club chain, and BJ's is also big, but it's more of a regional player.
I see. And are those kinds of stores doing well generally? I thought those kind of businesses would never go out of business. They buy in bulk. People love to buy in bulk from them. Lord knows they aren't spending a lot of money on fancy light fixtures in those stores. It seemed to be the perfect business model, you know?
Bare bones. Yeah, no, I mean, the sector, they're not going out of business. I mean, they're closing some stores. Sam's Club is closing 10% of its fleet, which is over 600 stores. So just to put that in perspective. And Costco has outperformed it, but Sam's Club has made some progress. I think this is more a function of a changing retail landscape than any one retailer having a hard time.
Well, I saw their statement, and they said, we may have made a mistake in opening up too many stores too close to each other, and so they were competitive with each other. I don't know if that's just them posturing or if that was the problem. Either way, it's on them, I guess. I mean, they shouldn't have done that, right?
Right. I think that also retailing is changing faster than retailers can keep up with. So the retail landscape is still sized for the pre-Amazon era, and essentially there's a contraction going on, and this is what we're seeing here with Sam's Club. And the interesting part of these closings is that about 12 of the stores will be converted into online fulfillment centers to support their growing and online business. So that's key to this news.
I know you're not a labor analyst, but I'm reading that it could affect as many as 10,000 Sam's Club workers, but the company says that they'll try and reposition those people in either those fulfillment centers or other stores. So the final numbers, I guess, we don't know. But, you know, it's just troubling to us, and I don't know if you have anything generally to say about this, Barbara, is I wish they would tell the towns or the people in advance. Is that typical when a company downsizes significantly like this or moderately like this? Do they give people a heads up usually?
It's a good question. I don't know what I think it's on a case-by-case basis. I'm not sure that the workers in these markets knew necessarily. They're also at the same time, as you know, Walmart is raising its minimum wage. So it's a market in flux, including the labor element of it.
I wonder if, like you said a moment ago, how significant people shopping online. You know, I don't need to go to your big old cool store. I'll just click, click, click and have somebody magically drop it on my door tomorrow. I mean, that's the way, boy, where I live, that's how a lot of people are shopping right now.
Right, right. And what's not said a lot is that beyond Amazon, which is the biggest online retailer in the U.S., the biggest online retailers are the brick-and-mortar stores, are the Walmarts. They're driving their own online business. It's not just a question of Amazon taking market share. They themselves are cannibalizing themselves, so to speak, with their own online businesses. But having said that, online sales in the U.S. are still only 10% of retail sales. So, you know, and then there's also the multi-channel purchase. So there's the blending of the as consumers buy online or pick up in store. You know, there's there's a combination of different ways that people are shopping now that include digital and physical interaction. And that's what this is also about, accommodating that.
I go to Costco once in a while, or at least I used to. I don't belong to any of these clubs now. But for a short while, not that long ago, we were at Costco. And, you know, I don't know if you have much to say about this, but I was always impressed with the quality of, to me, the fruits and vegetables they had. And the meat always tasted pretty good. And, Lord, they got a good price on that stuff. I always attributed that to this sort of scale of economy that they were enjoying. But I always thought there were great values there and good products, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Costco was always sort of like the high end of the warehouse club sector, and has essentially always been that top of the mountain in the warehouse club space. So you're right to have perceived that.
So Walmart was actually not as high end as Costco. I didn't know there was a distinction. I thought they were fairly mirrors of each other. I guess not, huh?
Well, I think the format the format is similar. It's the membership model. It's the buy in bulk model. But they're, you know, these retailers within the same space occupy different, you know, what they call the good, better, best. And there's elements of Sam's Club also that have gotten a little higher end. And, you know, the warehouse clubs generally have had, you know, you'll find brands, higher end brands in a warehouse club than you'll get at a Walmart or a mm-hmm. Target. That's always been, even at Sam's Club. But in the space of warehouse clubs, Costco is a little bit of a higher end mix.
Is it so? Can we read much into then what this says about the viability of the company generally? I mean, what does this say about how well Walmart or Sam's Club are doing?
Actually, Walmart has been making some great progress, and is particularly in the world of their online business. Collaborated with Jet.com, which was an online player, and Mark Lurie brought him. He's a tech savvy CEO, so they have bringing those learnings and his knowledge base. He was before that had a business with Amazon, related to Amazon. So their business has been made a corner, and it really competing. They've also bought other online businesses, so they're getting, ratcheting up that knowledge base, and have seen, and it's made an impact in their sales and in their margins and improvements there. So I don't think, Sam's Club had lagged a little bit behind Costco, but they've also showed improvement in their monthly comp store sales, which are a pretty important metric. I think that the more important question is with this news is. Really right-sizing an overstored retail landscape, and shifting to the climate.
Yeah, no kidding. 63 stores are reportedly going to close, and 10,000 workers at least initially affected. But as we said a little while ago, it's not clear how many of those people will find jobs within the company. They said they'll try and place some of them. I also read online today that the new tax plan is going to save the company $2 billion a year. So don't worry about Sam's Club, it sounds like. They will be okay after all is said and done. Because it's funny, you know, I used to think, like, what would be a company, what would be a franchise or business I would like to own or run that I knew could never lose money? I mean, it would just be a license to print money. And I used to think that would be a McDonald's. But then some McDonald's franchise stores had trouble. And then I thought, okay, Krispy Kreme stores. If you had a Krispy Kreme, stand in line and wait for the donuts, and then they made some big mistakes. Starbucks, I thought if you ever had a Starbucks, you will never have to worry about your kid's orthodontist bill. And then some Starbucks had some troubles. And so I don't know if this goes into that group or not, but I guess nothing's forever, is it?
Right. I think that the big box store is, you know, there's an element of the big box store and how that format will need to change as people shop differently. We're seeing retailers downsizing their space, reallocating space. Kohl's just announced it wants to partner with a grocery. You know, Kohl's, the department store apparel retailer mostly, and home, wants to partner with a grocery retailer to allocate, to reallocate some space. So we're seeing that. We'll see how it pans out with even the space within their stores that are existing, how they might need to change up the space.
That's funny because I'm quite comfortable with Target as a grocery store destination. I just don't see Kohl's that way, but yeah, what do I know? Maybe that'll work.
I mean, we don't know.
Well, Barbara does. Barbara Thau is a retail writer for Forbes magazine. Nice to meet you today, Barbara. We appreciate your thoughts on this, and we'll reach out again.
Oh, I hope so. Thanks.
Yeah, have a good day.